from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I don't just have bucko fever. I got like bucko malaria. Like, you gotta get me in a cold tub, you gotta pump me full of pills, we gotta bring this fever down. Talk me out of this, Doran. I am ready to get fooled again, man. I am fooling. This team's making the playoffs. They got the magic sauce. And we talked about this in the hallway just prior to the show. We can get as 30,000 feet as we want, we can zoom in as much as we want, it's our damn show. When Nick Gonzalez comes up and it's a big moment, don't we just assume Nick Gonzalez is going to come through? He did it again last night, and I wasn't surprised.
No.
He's just Mr. Clutch, dude.
Seriously. And yeah, like you just said, we were just talking about that, and I was like, you know what? I just feel like every time Nick Gonzalez gets to the plate, like, he's the most confident I feel at the plate right now. Andrew McCutchen as well. Like, I feel like he's going to get a hit. And I haven't felt that way about multiple players in a long time. Like, usually it's Brian Reynolds for a long time. It was Tellez at some points. But, like, multiple players now, and Brian Reynolds being included in the in Kutch and Gonzalez, I feel like there are multiple players that I feel comfortable at the plate that they're going to get a hit, and especially in significant moments. And Nick Gonzalez is the leader of that, clearly. Like, he is a baseball player.
Yes, he is.
And I know that we have given him credit since he's been up, but it's definitely been overshadowed because he came up with Skeens. Now, he was, you know, the single reason why they were in a lot of games earlier whenever Skeens got brought up. I mean, obviously outside of Skeens, at the plate. Like, he has a lot to do with most of the success this year of the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he did slump a little bit, but he seemed to have got it back, and he is just a fantastic, fantastic baseball player. We were talking about him last year being up and I think he was the eighth pick of the draft, something like that, right in the middle, top 10 pick. And he has just performed so much lately. And, you know, he's somebody that you can absolutely count on.
Yeah, we do the thing where, oh, the Pirates are this many games over 500 since Paul Skeens got called up. And, hey, it's just factual, but those guys got called up at the same time. And just hearing you talk, Dorn, about Nick Gonzalez there, it got my gears turning. Like, where would this team be? We can do the Skeens thing. We'll do the Skeens thing. He starts tonight. It's a Skeens day. Where would this team be without Nick Gonzalez, without Luis Ortiz?
Mm-hmm.
Two guys that coming into the season, I don't think anybody would have said, oh, the season hinges upon what those two guys are going to do. Nick Gonzalez did not make the club out of spring training. And when I was screaming and yelling when Bailey Falter was put in the rotation. And a lot of people were screaming and yelling, why not Luis Ortiz? They decided to go with Bailey Falter. And I don't know how you can say they were wrong, because Bailey Falter's been very good as well. However, Luis Ortiz, Jared Jones goes out. This guy has been every bit as good. Different, but every bit as good as Jared Jones. Those are the two really unsung MVPs of the team. You can go Skeens, you can go Keller, you can go Brian Reynolds. But I don't think you got to go much further after that to say it could be Nick Gonzalez and Luis Dam Ortiz.
If they create the momentum that we think that they have right now, say they win today and they win the series against the Cardinals, and say they do the same things against the Diamondbacks, that is the series after this, I believe, right? The Diamondbacks. We have to point to the gem, and that's Luis Ortiz. Like, you have played this so perfectly against the Phillies and hopefully against the Cardinals. If you win today and you win the series, you would have played it so perfectly, because you would hope to steal a game. Like, you exhausted all your energy on Friday night against the Phillies. I mean, packed house. You know, it's the Phillies, cross-state rivalry. They're the best team in baseball. We all know that. You come back and you give everything you got to win that game. And you're hoping, like, Luis, all right, on Saturday, just give us something. Just keep us alive. And he did more than that. I feel like he is going to be the gem when we look back at these two series that gave them that momentum to hopefully get into the playoffs. That Luis Ortiz was really the staple of doing that.
It makes them look like geniuses, doesn't it?
It does.
Hey, we talked about it on Friday, that if they won the series against Philly, you'd feel like they got away with it. Like, they would be stealing it, because then things would set up for St. Louis. Like, we all felt good about the St. Louis series. Keller game one, yes. Skeens game two. But I know when we did our odds and ends on Friday, I did not feel good about that Philly series at all. And they wind up winning 2 out of 3. And they look like geniuses, but they can only look like geniuses because of just how well Luis Ortiz pitched in game number 2. He was out freaking standing. And weirdly, Luis Ortiz has pitched more innings for this club than has Paul Skeens this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got an ERA under 3. He has been wonderful. Back to Nick Gonzalez for a second here. I was pulling up some numbers. Nick Gonzalez is hitting .263 on the season, which in today's newfangled baseball ain't so bad. He's hitting .293 with runners in scoring position. And in games that the Pirates lose, Nick Gonzalez is hitting .213. In games the Pirates have won with Nick Gonzalez in the starting lineup, he's hitting .300.
Mm.
He really is an engine,
yes,
for them.
Yes.
Which is nuts to say. I would believe that if those numbers were O'Neill Cruz. Oh, when he hits .300, the Pirates win. When he hits .213, the Pirates lose. O'Neill Cruz, that makes sense. If it were Brian Reynolds, in wins, he hits .300. In losses, he hits .213. That would make sense. Those are your money players. Those are your big-time players. Those are your superstar-adjacent players. But isn't it nuts that Nick Gonzalez's numbers are that good in wins?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've almost expected now, especially lately, O'Neill Cruz is starting to become finally a constant. Brian Reynolds has really been a constant. When Nick Gonzalez hits, it's pretty simple. They win. When he doesn't, they lose, because you need another batter to accentuate your two big dogs in the lineup.
He's
delivered.
The crazy thing is, too, and I just looked this up to make sure, like, he's not a consistent, you know, he doesn't have a consistent spot in the lineup either. Like, they move him around.
He's been hitting cleanup. They moved him all over the place.
They move him around. That's hard to do. You know, it's hard to do to hit in different spots and just find consistency in different spots. And I'll give them credit for, you know, feeling their way through that, because, you know, obviously yesterday it panned out. And I believe on Friday he was hitting 5. Was he cleanup? I'll look at it again. But I believe on Friday he was in a different spot. So I give them credit. I give him credit. He was hitting 4 again there. So I think the last series and this series, but he's been hitting 5 and 6 at times too.
Absolutely.
And hitting. So that is a tough thing to do, and he's really come through for him.
And he and Cruz have turned into a really good double play combo.
Yes.
They had the double play the other night that was hit to Gonzalez, and off the bat, I didn't think he had to move to his left. I didn't think they had a chance to turn to, and it was a thing of beauty. And those guys have the mind melt. You said it already. Nick Gonzalez is just a baseball player, man.
And I asked Jordy Mercer yesterday about that communication, about that camaraderie you have to have with shortstop and second baseman. And, you know, he broke it down, very, very well of just, just knowing your double play guy, just knowing him inside and out and having that communication. And it's nice to see those two young players doing that in the field and doing it at the plate,
yes,
too. And O'Neal Cruz, to go to him for a second, I mean, he's been stealing bases lately. He stole bases. And, his sliding has gotten better.
Yes.
He has – and I know that there's errors. There's a few errors on Sunday that he had. And I think that those are things that we're going to just have to live with for now until, he does get at least 2 years underneath his belt of playing Major League Baseball. But – right now, I think that he is on the verge, Crowley, of being that guy we've been trying to talk about.
I agree.
I think he's on that verge. I could just feel it.
When he hits a ball 100 and whatever miles an hour to the wall off a lefty, and you go, okay. And then in the ninth inning, the insurance runs, he goes oppo bomb into the bullpen off of one of the best lefty relievers in all of baseball. We know he crushes against righties. But for him to do it, not just against lefties, but very good lefties.
He's been working on it.
They've put him out there more against lefties, and it's all coming together for O'Neal Cruz. I tweeted it out the other day. He looks primed to have an MVP kind of second half, and if he does, they're making the playoffs.
There's no doubt about it.
Right?
No doubt.
It's there, man. It's there. And you mentioned the stealing of bases. So the double steal on Friday. I'm sure you talked about it yesterday. Derek Shelton, man, kudos to you.
Yep.
But now we're seeing it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I wonder, Tomlin's Steelers have done this a lot, where at the bye week, they'll throw out stuff they're bad at, they'll accentuate stuff they're good at, they'll kind of pare it down, and we've seen them be different teams out of the bye week. I wonder if that week off for Derek Shelton, for the front office, if they sat down, all right, what do we need to do in the second half of the season? And I think they probably said, let's try to be more aggressive, let's try to go first to third more, let's do hit and run stuff, and let's steal more bases. They stole 3 more bases last night. Sawinski, Cruz, you mentioned with 2. Cruz coming into the game had 7 steals.
Right.
And I think part of that is maybe he's a little gun shy. Part of it is they probably want to protect him. He wasn't a great slider. You don't want him to get hurt. Well, you got 60 some odd games left. And if you can find a way to steal a run here and there because you're aggressive on the base paths, when your starting rotation, when your bullpen is coming to form, when you pitch as well as you do, stolen bases, things like that, 2 out hits, moving a runner over, those all add up when you've played now 33 one-score games. Now you're 18-15 in one-score games. Being aggressive is massive. We've seen it with the Reds. It's not a great hitting team. They lead the league in stolen bases, and the Pirates don't have as many guys who can do it. They don't have an Ellie De La Cruz. But if you're stealing two bases a game, three bases a game, turning singles into doubles, turning doubles into triples, you put the onus on the defense to make plays, and it has really been big for them coming out of the All-Star
break. Didn't Reynolds steal a base last night too, I believe? I believe that he did, yes.
He did?
I think so.
I have Sawinski and Cruz.
Okay. I thought Reynolds did, but maybe I'm wrong. But they have guys that can do it. That's the thing. Like,
yes.
If you look up and down the order, they have guys that can. Even Telez moves pretty well for how big he is. The only one that, you know, guys that can are the catchers. But, you know, even if Taylor's in there, I mean, he can steal bases.
Absolutely.
They have guys that can do it. So if you want to play that type of ball, and that's a different type of ball, and you're, you know, in this half of the season, I think that you have to get aggressive because you can't fall behind. Like, every game is important. You got to go for it. You can't sit back and let the games come to you. You got to go and get these
go
runs,
take
man.
It. Go take it. Absolutely.
You have to.
And that's when we saw the Pirates get out to that 20-8 start last year, when the rule changes came to be and it was easier to steal bases and the bases are bigger and you can only throw over so many times. That was such a clear competitive advantage for the Pirates, and they seem to be on the cutting edge of all teams in Major League Baseball, and we didn't see it much after that last year.
Mm-hmm.
They were running wild.
Yep.
I'm not saying run wild. Be thoughtful about it, but be aggressive, and it looks like coming out of the break, I hope it's not just opponent-specific with the Phillies and their catcher's hand getting hurt or whatever they're seeing with the Cardinals. I'd like to see that the rest of the way because I think they, like you mentioned, have the guys to do it, and you don't need to score 5 runs a game. But can you get an extra run or two a series because you've been aggressive? It's going to go a long way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.